today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. On a special occasion, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. So we offer our condolences to all Muslims, especially dear Shia. Today, Sunday, is the 3rd of Jamadi al-Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Ya Fatima al-Zahra, Ya Bint Muhammad. Why was this lady, Lady Fatima, martyred? She was the symbol of womanhood. She embodied in her personality all those qualities that made her a paradigm of virtue. Yet we see a strange sight at her threshold following the passing away of her father. A group is clamoring with democratic abandon, threatening to burn down her house if her husband does not come out and acknowledge the vote of the gathering. Power was now in the hands of people who had fled the battle scenes in the time of the Prophet or had accepted Islam only for political gains. They were now bent upon a destructive course by transgressing the limits set by Allah. Fatima tried to awaken them to the injustice and corruption. She warned, "Muslims, you have been advised not to leave us, not to leave the Prophet's family alone and keep distance from the axis of Islam that is imminent. Otherwise, you would be confused and vanquished. The Prophet left a book that contains secrets as well as understandable and applicable subjects, but Quran is waiting for someone to whom it can reveal its secrets, open the doors of knowledge, and narrate what is to be read and heard." They did not listen. Greed for political power have made them blind and oblivion to divine commandments. The miscreants went ahead and battered down the door on Fatima herself. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to this episode of today's special under the topic of life of Lady Fatima on the martyrdom anniversary of this great lady.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. In this first session, we shall be talking about the importance of Fatimiyya and the effect of the whole existence of Lady Fatima Salamullah alayha in the world of Shi'ism and the importance of the mourning and azadari on Lady Fatima Salamullah alayha. Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha is the most perfect and supreme lady of the world, who is known as an innocent daughter, wife, and mother, with nicknames and epithets such as Sayyidat al-Nisa al-Alameen, Umm al-A'imma, Umm Abiha, Tahira, Siddiqa, Kubra, and etc. After the demise of her honorable father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the oppression of her husband and the usurpation of their rights, she was martyred due to the attack of some famous people and the injury on her pure body. And according to her will, she was buried at night and secretly, so that the location of her honorable grave is still unknown. One of the most important religious occasions among the Shias and the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt is the establishment of ceremonies on the anniversary of martyrdom of that holy lady, which is known as Fatimiyya Days.
For her Haydar cries, Fatima has died. For her Haydar cries, Fatima has died. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord.
Now lessons we get from this auspicious personality, Lady Zahra, remaining patient. Lady Fatima taught us the importance of patience no matter what challenge we face. She arguably faced some of the most extreme and trying challenges with attacks on both her father and husband as well as herself, but her steadfastness in patience and trust in God remains an important lesson for us all. God has made patience helpful in attaining its fruits or compensation. If we can all remember the benefits of patience and trust in Allah the way Lady Fatima did, the changes in both ourselves as well as our communities would undoubtedly be positive and enormous. Dear brothers, dear sisters, we express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, the daughter of the last Prophet of Allah.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima.
From the speech of the leader Ayatollah Khamenei, we find Hazrat Zahra is a role model for men and women. We are really and truly to blame about Hazrat Zahra, God's greeting be upon her. Our tongues, our words, and our understanding are too limited to utter words about the truth of that enlightened person and other individuals like her, the Imams, peace be upon them all. We should take the second outlook about Hazrat Zahra, that is to say, her being a role model. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Exalted has referred to two women as role models for believers, and He has referred to two women as examples of kuffar. And Allah sets forth as an example to those who believe the wife of Pharaoh. And in the next ayah, He says, and Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Can find this concept in the Holy Quran, chapter 66, verses 11 and 12. He has given two examples for believers, men and women both, not only believing women. We can look at these great personalities and learn lessons from them with this outlook. Well, Fatima Zahra is Siddiqatul Kubra, Kubra means that this great personality is the greatest Siddiqa.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the intercession and the ziyarah of this honorable lady, the Lady of Light, Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, who is known to be as the greatest of all women. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he tells his companions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose certain women to be role models, to be examples for mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Fatima to be the greatest of those women. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, she is Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen min al-awwaleen wal-akhirin. If Maryam, the mother of Jesus, is Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, she's the leader of the woman, Rasulullah says Maryam is the leader of the woman of her time, while Fatima is the leader of the woman of all times. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, these days and these nights, we should try to take examples and lessons from the life of this great lady, Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Lessons of chastity, lessons of modesty, lessons of strength, lessons of worship, lessons of being a mother, a daughter, and a wife. These are all lessons that we can learn. Even today, we need and we are in desperate need of the lessons of the lives of the Ahl Bayt, specifically Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Fatima as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. You know, Rasulullah, he had sons, and his sons, they were dying. They were dying, they were not living long. So the mushrikeen, the pagans of Mecca, they began to call Rasulullah Abtar, meaning an animal that does not have a tail, meaning someone who does not have a continuation, no progeny, no children. And when we read the Quran, we see that the prophets, something that they really wanted and they really cared about was to have children, to have a progeny. Ibrahim, Zakaria, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So when they were making fun of Rasulullah because he did not have children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Fatima. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. We have given you Kawthar. We have given you Fatima. Kawthar has many definitions. One definition is the pond in paradise, the water where the people in paradise, they go and they drink from. It's called Hawd al-Kawthar. And Rasulullah and Amir al-Mu'mineen, they will be standing in the Hawd of Kawthar, and they will be giving water to those who are worthy of reaching the pond of Kawthar. And many people will not reach the pond of Kawthar.
Accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Prophet's daughter, Lady Fatima. Please keep us in your dua and supplication, and fi amanillah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.